Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For pretty much the entire day, there will be able to have access to that lane as an additional lane going north and south on 75. And about some of the heavier traffic times, either mornings or evenings, for about an hour and a half to 2 hours out of the day, that will become a HOV lane and basically a managed toll lane, in the sense that if you have more than two people in the car, more than one person in the car, it's HOV. If it's one person, you pay a minor toll, but that'll allow you to move a little faster. And that's a way for us to be able to open up that lane and for everyone, but still stay in compliance in terms of the rules for the federal guidelines.
As the mayor of one of the major cities in Collin County, what are your thoughts and feelings on this change?
Well, it's a long time coming. We've been working on finding solutions to provide additional mobility for our citizens and certainly everyone in Collin County. But when you think about it, this last year, or 2017 rather, there's 37,000 people that came to Collin County in the year. So that's over 100 people a day. And if we do not find creative ways to get us to and from point A to point B, then the desired and the quality of life that we have here will erode, and people will not want to come here, and it takes away from economic development and quality of life. And so we think this is a major step. It's a regional effort. We all got our heads together and tried to come up with something that was creative, and this is going to work. It's going to allow more mobility, more additional access, but then at the same time, stay in compliance so that we can make this happen for our citizens. I think, though, it really speaks to the fact that over the long term, in order for us to be competitive, we have to be innovative and think out of the box and find creative solutions for all our residents.
And do I understand that there is a good reason why that HOV lane on 75 cannot be completely converted into general purpose lanes?
Yes, when the road was, when that lane was built, federal government did it with some restrictions about air quality improvement, and so it could not become a pure general purpose lane, otherwise it would violate that guideline. So this was a way for us to keep that guideline in the spirit of that guideline in place. So 94% of the time it will be general purpose, and 6% of the time we'll have just a very minor restriction on it, that you either have to have multiple drivers or pay, if you're a single driver, have to pay a small toll. But then to me, that becomes a choice, and you can choose to continue as is, or if you're a single driver, pay a very low toll to just be able to get on it and maybe move a little quicker.
Mayor, do you expect to hear complaints from many who will say, my tax dollars paid for this road, and now you want me to pay again to drive in this managed lane?
Well, it was really the lanes were built through the congestion mitigation air quality improvement program, and so the federal dollars came to that. And the reality is there's nothing being taken away. It's not an additional lane that someone paid for. It's really something that was built with federal dollars to encourage environmentally better practices. And so, to me, this is an addition. Nothing's being taken away. The three free lanes that was always there will always be there, or the general purpose lanes will always be there. And I just see this as a net positive. I suppose there'll be some people that may feel that way or say that, but I beg to differ. This is an improvement, and 94 and 22 hours out of that day, you can ride that lane if you're a single driver and not pay a cent, additional cent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.